right. We are on the phone today with Lindsay Dolce, who is talking with us about an initiative by AmeriCorps. Is that right?
That's right.
So why don't we, like, just talk about, like, what is AmeriCorps? Like, we've heard of, like, the Peace Corps that goes around to other countries and helps out there. Is AmeriCorps does something similar but within the States?
It does. So AmeriCorps is what we often call the domestic Peace Corps. So it operates here in the United States. And I work with Serve Minnesota, which is the state's hub for AmeriCorps. So we make sure we place AmeriCorps members around the state of Minnesota to help support community needs here in our state.
Right. And so are you guys looking for more people? Like, who should sign up for AmeriCorps?
Yeah, so this summer in particular, we're looking for more than 700 AmeriCorps members who will serve in every part of the state. We are looking for individuals who are committed to service. And what that means is that they're willing to help support their community in working at either a food shelf or maybe at a school in their community. A variety of different opportunities will be available this summer, but like I said, we're looking for 700 people. They'll receive a modest living stipend and then what's called an education award, which helps pay for college or student loans that they might have. And over the summer, each of them will serve about 300 hours total, but that's over the course of 10 weeks.
Wow. Okay, so there's some incentive for those prospective students. Sign up for AmeriCorps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you guys have been in the Bemidji area before. I think it was with the Bemidji Community Food Shelf Farm where AmeriCorps members were pretty crucial in getting that farm operating successfully.
That's right. That's where we were last summer. So last summer we did something similar in our emergency response initiative. So trying to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Typically some of our partners have relied on volunteers, and since the pandemic started, it's been a little bit harder to find individuals who are able to volunteer and feel safe doing that. So AmeriCorps has been a great way to find individuals who receive then that living stipend and can help serve. So yes, we were in Bemidji last summer. We were also, as far north as Moorhead and really and truly in every nook and cranny of the state.
So what is your plan for the Bemidji area for this summer?
We are looking still for site partners. We anticipate potentially that the food shelf will be a partner again this summer, but we also think that there are going to be some schools in the Bemidji area that are looking for individuals to help out with the summer programming happening at schools. Students have had a really rough year, and being in and out of school, we know that there's an opportunity to help them catch up over the summer, so we'll be looking for individuals who are willing to serve at the schools in Bemidji as well.
Fantastic. So where can people find out more about, like, site partners or potential volunteers? Where can they find out more about the AmeriCorps?
Absolutely. If they go to serveminnesota.org/emergency-response, they will be able to find out about both of those opportunities. So site opportunities, and they can apply by by March 26th. So that opportunity is technically closed, but I think we're keeping it open for now. And then individuals who are interested in serving should apply soon. That opportunity closes May 19th.
All right, fantastic. Well, is there anything about AmeriCorps that we didn't quite get to today before we wrap it up here, Lindsay?
I would just say, I think for people who have been struggling to feel like they're connecting in their community, this is a great opportunity to share your passion and your commitment to your community in serving the needs. We've heard from a lot of people who served last summer that it felt like a really great and rewarding experience, both for them and for the organization where they had the opportunity to serve.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today, Lindsay.
Thank you.